Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big B. Fiennes, and I got two special guests. This is the first time ever that two former guests and came back and you know, blessed my presence. Man, introduce yourselves, man.
Go ahead, boy.
This is my nephew, Charles.
Charles. They call him Peanut.
Uncle Elroy.
I'm probably one of the most famous people that y'all don't know in Louisville.
Man, you know, man. Your videos kill me every day, bro. You say some real shit every day, bro. Like,
I mean, but everybody don't know that, though.
You getting there, though. You going.
But y'all can follow me at @WestsideWheel_34. Ain't no big deal if y'all don't, but I would like it.
And you brought the championship trophy, man. Tell us about that, man.
My MVP player right here, because he won the MVP, too. I can't leave that out.
He won the MVP?
He won the MVP. Then my assistant coach is in the building, too. But we're going to leave him off to the side, because he is the assistant.
Hey, man. Them assistant coaches, man.
No, I'm just messing with them. But they had, in order to qualify for the Dirty Bowl, you had to either win... I'll be the runner-up in the Newberg Classic, the Dirt Bowl. What's the one in Shelbyville called?
The Don.
You had to, so only one team can win.
Yeah.
The Newberg Classic, and it just happened to be the one that I was coaching.
Okay. Pop your shit, man. It's okay. Yeah.
That's what I like.
You ain't never lost in a tournament, have you?
Nah, so far I'm two coaching tenures in.
Uh-huh.
And both of them has resulted in a championship. So yeah. I might be the hottest new coach in the city right now.
You won a 3-on-3 down there at Algonquin, too.
With him.
Ah, okay. So y'all just the running mates, huh? Like the.
I mean, you know, that's my client.
Uh-huh.
I'm his agent.
Okay.
So.
So what's the going rate? If I want Lil Chucky to come to my team, what was it, 500? Was it 250?
500.
In a six-piece?
You named the price already.
Okay.
Start there. You should have started low.
Oh, man.
We need at least 500.
I can't negotiate, man.
So if anybody wants Chucky to play on their team, he started already 500.
So, like, how was he playing? Like, you know, what's the difference? You know, would you say it's harder playing in the Newberg Bowl?
No, I ain't gonna lie. Newberg, they got some competitors.
Uh-huh.
We play like more high school team.
And almost lost.
I could see them beating the shit out of people this year. They play together.
Really?
They play hard, yeah. We almost
so the out. Like more high school team was in the Dirt Bowl, like they almost.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's dope.
They actually, they look good.
No, uh-huh. I ain't gonna lie, they look good. They look real Project, good. He got them together over.
Oh, okay, that's dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all referee some. There's some studs out there, but I'm gonna ask y'all, players, coaches, assistant coaches, are y'all upset with the? It seems like every time down the court. They looking for a foul or a call.
Niggas are soft.
Where'd that come from, bro? Like, God damn.
It's a soft forever.
Ain't no win. Like, if we call it too tight.
They're soft forever. They ain't grow up how we grew up.
I see. Like.
Like, you got a handful of people that play with people from my era.
Uh-huh.
Before. Like them. They played the way we played.
They never played on the crate, huh? They never cut their crate.
Played on the crate.
You never played on the crate?
He ain't old enough.
Damn. Old enough. Yeah.
But he done played with people that played on the crate. That's uh-huh. why he's able to play in them type of environments where he ain't looking for a foul, where he ain't crying. He could take a bump. It ain't gonna bother him.
It was just one team I was refereeing. It was last Saturday, and That was their fucking game plan. Just drive down and throw some bullshit up and look for a foul, yeah. bro. Like, you're a pitiful fucking coach.
And they don't want to be tough.
I can't even, serious, I can't even blame the players. Because you tell me to do it, like.
Nah, you blame the players too.
Nah, you can't blame the players for listening to the coach.
To a certain extent.
To a certain extent, you got to blame the players. Because guess what? If I tell him to go in there and just do some shit like that, try to get a foul, he ain't going to do it.
Uh-huh.
He's going to go in there and try to score. Because that's what he's supposed to do when you play basketball, score.
So, you can't, I don't know, you really can't knock nobody for not listening to the coach. Because you're going to get benched if you like, damn, fuck the coach. Ain't you going to get on the bench?
Depending on who you are.
Yeah.
I talk bad to this nigga.
He don't. Don't let him lie to you. He does not talk bad. He might cuss me out a little bit, but.
So have you ever got into it with another coach? You ever got into it? Like.
No, I've only coached two tournaments that I've won. Mm-hmm. Champions, you know.
Yeah.
No runner up, no none of that. We won. Okay. So I have no reason to get into it with nobody because we're winning.
Uh-huh.
You know, if we was losing, I might be arguing, but I ain't got no reason to argue with nobody. I'm winning. Until I lose, then, man, I don't know, but I'm with it right now.
You said getting sets on the upset for losers, huh?
Yeah. Ain't no need for me, man. We up.
I coached one game. It was my little nephews. They had like a intramural league, like 6 and 7 year olds. And the other team, no lie, had a. They lowered the rims down. They was, you know, but he can just pull up and just. You know what I mean? So he had like 25
you
points.
You went off on a little kid game?
No, I didn't go off. The parents were going off. The parents. Coaches, man, and you should do it. Hey, it's, I can't do nothing with that, right? He just come up, stop on the dime. He nice on me. You know, he just, you can't. He shoot like a grown man, had the good form and everything. Like,
you know what you're supposed to do?
What's that? Don't take him out. But give him a Jalen Rose, stick him out.
Whoever was the player on your team that don't play that much, run into him. Foul him. Hurt him.
But we don't condone that.
He's dead serious, though. He's dead serious.
He is. I see it.
Yes, you are.
I wouldn't do that.
So have y'all been watching the Olympics?
Nah. Somewhat. As far as what? All overall?
Just basketball. Any, you know.
I mean, I don't like Noel Lyles. I'm going to say it right now. He's a hater.
You don't like? Why not?
He's a hater.
Who he hating on?
He's a hater. He's hating on my nephew.
LeBron?
No, Anthony.
Edwards?
Yep.
How is he hating on him? I don't they have beef? What you talking about?
You didn't see what he just said? Did you see it?
Yeah.
When they want him to come to the event, why would I come to an event with somebody that ain't did nothing? And that's hate. Why not just go to the event?
I didn't hear.
That was some hate shit to say.
He is a different guy. All them Pokemon. Don't even watch Pokemon. All them Yu-Gi-Oh! Dragon Balls eating niggas is weird, I think.
He just stopped watching.
For real, though. I ain't never watched Dragon Ball Z in my life.
What?
You just
Dragon Ball Z,
bro. You really won't get on that right now.
Bro, I watched Dragon Ball Z yesterday.
I ain't never watched Dragon Ball Z though in my life.
I couldn't watch. I can never get into Dragon Ball
Me
Z.
Neither,
I
just say word.
I watched King of Hill.
Bro, I can't believe I'm having this conversation right now.
Shit, word.
Is he lying? Is he
not, he's lying. I can't believe I'm having a conversation about a nigga not watching Dragon Ball Z.
I watch Boondocks and shit.
I mean, everybody watch Boondocks.
Yeah, so that's why I grew up watching.
Grew up watching Boondocks. It came out 5 years ago. It's fucking crazy.
Boondocks.
I watched King of the Hill. I'm an avid King of the Hill guy.
Like, I ain't never watched that.
When I was in middle school.
Never watched King of the Hill? Oh, that's a funny cartoon.
I used to grow up watching Wayne Bros and Martin and Jamie Foxx.
You ever watch Wayne Head?
Huh?
You ever watch Wayne Head?
So I'm going to ask y'all, who had the better mics? Will Smith or Fresh Prince or Martin?
Will. Cause Will wore him every episode.
Martin had the ignorance though.
He did, but
Will
got his own shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it Fresh
Princess.
I'm gonna keep it up, man. What was Martin gonna have?
The Martins. I don't know.
And what were they gonna be? I'm gonna tell you what. If you want to go shoes, you got to put Marlon in there.
No, that's what I was about to say.
Marlon has some heat, and his
wasn't just all Jordans.
Right, he has some. I was watching this episode the other day. He had the phone posits on. He had like a blue
one
phone.
One day he had some Bo Jackson's on. Click. Remember the Gary Payton had a strap that you had to hit the thing and they click?
I don't remember them.
See, but I guess I'm the only sport nigga out here.
I'm going to throw a curveball on that.
You said what?
Don't worry about it.
Dwayne Wayne, different world. He had.
I don't remember.
You don't remember that?
No, I never really watched
that
show.
Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wayne from Different World.
He don't know what that is.
That's like.
I know it's
the dude that had the glass that flipped up.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I never really watched that. I couldn't get into it.
Okay,
it was all right.
You watched My Name Is Earl. That's about the trailer park and stuff, ain't it? These kids' eyes is fire.
Did you really watch that shit?
I'm watching it right there.
But you didn't watch Dragon Ball Z. Nah.
My name's Earl Funny, bro.
That's about the dude in the trailer park?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it, but I never watched it.
That shit funny.
It's not.
Oh, my life. I'm going to give y'all a good watch, though. The Boys. The Boys on Amazon. It's about superheroes, but they I ain't going to say they're evil, but they're like normal people. They be robbing people. They be fucking. They be, huh?
I'm probably not going to watch it.
Ah, man, that's a good show, bro.
The Boys?
It's called The Boys. No, but it's superheroes, but they killing people. They rob. You know what I mean? They like crooked cops type shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
so they can take over the world.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, yeah.
There ain't nobody can do about it.
Yep. Damn, they
I might check it out for real.
Yes, and they try to get join the army type shit so they can take over the world. Like, so I'm at that part right now, yeah. Yes, it's wild, man.
Yeah, I might check it out.
Did you watch a one-on-one event that they had?
I watched a little bit of it.
I was just telling them about it.
Yeah, I was watching a little bit of it.
It was different.
Before y'all came in.
Bro, I feel like people be doing too much in the city, like paying for shit, events.
Yeah.
Like, bro, we ain't got to have these events down here. Like, $20 ain't nothing.
It ain't.
He spent $120 a month on coochie.
A month?
A week. My bad.
A week? A week? Man, I just
I might kick 2-3 times away.
There you go. The 40 ball.
It might be 40. It might be 80.
Yeah.
Look, the phone just went off. Might be 60. Bruce, I never went over 100.
Bro, so how you be approaching them?
What you mean?
You be like, quick visit?
It depends.
Yeah, let's talk.
Yeah, we can talk about it. I don't bad.
Because I'm a $40
king. It depends on the aspect of the conversation.
No, okay. So you'll pay for it up here, but why not in Miami? Huh? Why don't you do it in Miami?
What?
Pay for it.
Shit, I couldn't find a way back there. Shit, what you talking about? I was on the hunt down there. I was asking, bro, hey, how much she want? They tickets a little different down there.
I heard.
My pockets ain't up to par. They want $500-$600 out the muscle, out the gate. I ain't got that.
They want nothing down there.
If you ain't.
He ain't have no hoes and nothing down there. It's crazy.
I ain't no hoes.
If you ain't what?
Down there in Miami. When we
went
to Miami
hoes.
For his birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I don't need to be. Look, this is the type of nigga I am. I would rather be approached than approached.
If they approach you, it's going to be cheaper. If they come to you, it's going to be...
It might be free.
Yeah.
If I'm the approachee,
yeah,
I know I got to come out of my pocket more. So I'd rather you... That's just like her. I'm going to try to get you to crack me. You feel me?
Man, this guy's...
Because if I get you to crack me,
yeah,
I ain't got to work as hard.
Right.
But if I go in,
everything's a little easy when they, you know.
That's my point. When if the girl wants you. If the girl wants you.
I'm catching a crib.
I don't care about no cribs. Yo, you're pretty. If the girl catch you, you ain't got to work as hard. It's dark.
So I'm going to ask y'all this. So on the first date, yada, 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 and you find out she come to you like, y'all, and whatever, Applebee's or whatever. Nothing crazy. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, yeah, I'm a slut. I'm a prostitute. I got an OnlyFans.
Why did we even come here?
Like, would you be upset?
We could have bypassed all this and just went straight to
That's
this.
My sentiments exactly. I'll be mad you didn't tell me this sooner. Like
I wasted $60 on food.
Yeah.
I could have just gave you the 60 and went on about my business. Uh-huh. Why are we doing this?
What about you? He's
tender.
Oh, you going to cry?
Nah. Uh-huh. I'm paying for it, though.
That's what I'm saying. He'd probably be mad. Uh-huh. Call me. Bruh, this bitch a pussy. He got me out here at Applebee's with a song. Eat the food, then take it to the wherever, yeah. The car.
I ain't paying for it.
Hotel charger. You know what that is?
You ever been to the Dixie Manor?
No.
Yeah, you have.
No, I fucking have it.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I have never been to there.
Is that where they...
Right there on
Dixie?
3 hours?
Yeah.
$30 for 3 hours. This is a long time ago. Long time ago. Long time ago.
Listen.
Tuesday special.
I'm going in wait a minute. Tuesday special.
Yeah. $30 for 3 hours. You know, that was a Tuesday special.
That ain't, it was good rates, but yeah. I'm not going in there because if I've never seen no housekeeping over there. So are y'all not cleaning these rooms?
It's some housekeeping over. I didn't say
so they go in there every 3 hours and clean the rooms.
Shit, I wouldn't say all that, but
so that means he just left and I just went and got in his spot where he was Fuck. I mean,
that's all hotels, though. You know what I mean?
I feel a bit more comfortable when I go into Hyatt, Holiday Inn, and I see clean sheets and the bed nice and neat and just dry. You
taking them to the La Quinta?
I take a bitch anywhere. La Quinta?
So how y'all?
She said y'all stay at the La Quinta. We all with OT.
So how do y'all feel about the 50-50? How do y'all feel about the? Y'all think it's
the La Quinta? We with OT. Look here.
Hey, La Quinta, I don't old Henry's kid. Kind of nice, though.
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do.
I was just going off a song.
Yeah.
This is what I do.
You said 50-50?
Go straight to Priceline. How y'all feeling? And whatever the cheapest is.
Go to where?
Priceline.
Oh, yeah. I fuck with Booking. I got the...
I ain't never fuck with Booking. Priceline and Hot Wire. I don't even know what hotel I'm staying in sometimes. I just get the little special where it's downtown, 3.5 stars for 60.
Y'all ever seen that dude? He be in bag lately. I want to try it. It ain't nothing but like $30.
What?
So if I get scammed, I get scammed. But he be having vacations for like...
Nah.
It sounds too good to be true, but hell, it's $30 though.
He be on Facebook, the bag lady page?
Yeah, he be... That's where he mainly advertised at.
Nah, I ain't doing no
shit. But he be like 3 days, 4 nights in Vegas for $30. I'm like, damn, you gonna be in a trunk or something, huh? He
kiss my ass. I ain't doing that.
I'm serious about it. But I'd heard reviews though.
Yeah, guess what?
Huh? But you wouldn't try it though for $30?
You said you seen the reviews?
Yeah.
I got a lot of friends. Uh-huh. A lot of people I know. Hey, bro, right on there that this shit was ignorant. And you loved every moment that you did for this $30. They don't really be going. He paying people to write that shit on there.
So, I don't...
Them reviews ain't real.
I tried
though. He been doing it for years, though. I don't think he's scared
of people. I
ain't really heard nobody say they got scammed.
I
don't know what
it is. I ain't never heard nothing about it.
I'm thinking about just trying. What the hell? I didn't piss $30. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it can't hurt nothing. Ain't nothing but half some head. So, yeah, like how I slid that in there, did you?
Yeah.
You ain't catch it, did you?
Who's your top 10 players in the city? Nah.
Hold on, we was on 50-50 first.
All right, we'll go 50-50.
How y'all feel about the 50-50? Like,
I feel like we've been together for a little minute. Like, come on now.
Are we a team?
If we
ain't no iron team.
Where did that come from?
I shouldn't be doing everything.
Okay, I got you.
If we're a team.
Uh-huh.
If 50-50, and see, people get it misconstrued. 50-50 don't mean always we put the bills together and we go there and have. 50-50 can be, I'm going to pay the rent and you pay the other little miscellaneous bullshit. That's 50-50.
Right.
It don't have to be, I pay all the, you know, whatever the case is. It's different ways to look at how you split it. I might pay the rent or the mortgage or whatever and you just pay the electric.
Right.
And the cable, but I got the phone bills and all that shit. And then it's not. And then like women, I was talking about. Well, I cook and clean, and this. You ain't clean up every day.
But that's
you ain't washing clothes.
You gonna
every
do
day.
That shit anyway.
You're gonna do it anyway, right? Because you got to eat,
right?
And you're not cooking every day because we just went to eat 4 days this week. You cooked on Thursday, and that was it.
Right, and you cooked some damn dinosaur nuggets and fries for your kid. You know what I mean? You know, shit.
So it's just everybody look at shit and run with it. How they let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody say shit that they think sounds good for the internet.
I do.
Yeah.
Because you retarded.
I make it sound real good.
It's because you want to start.
Get over here, it's Death Row. Not Death Row, Illuminati.
So let me ask y'all this.
Wow.
Could y'all look past the petty beef to come together for something positive? Could y'all look? No bloodshed, no nothing.
If it ain't no bloodshed,
everything could be rectified.
Yeah, y'all.
Once bloodshed is involved, it's kind of. Once bloodshed is involved, I ain't gonna say it can't be rectified, but it's hard.
Yeah.
But if ain't no bloodshed being involved, that ain't nothing but a misunderstanding. That ain't nothing but a conversation.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Fleur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check. And it's the link's going to be in the description. In the comments,
Go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Right. A lot of beef and a lot of misunderstanding can be, you know, just a small conversation, five, ten minute conversation.
And then I can see where you come from, you see where I'm coming from, and that's the end of it. You're on bad business. We might want to get a one in real quick just between me and you.
It depends on the situation.
It all depends on the situation, but for the most part, all that shit. I don't do beef, period.
I don't either. I ain't got no beef.
I hear you. No.
Well, I know you did. So a nigga ain't never came to you sideways about a chick.
Most definitely. And what did I do?
How you handle
it? I ain't, man, look here, bro. I'm not ready to do it. What are we doing? That? What? Right. Over that? For that?
I feel like niggas is silly. You know, don't approach me about no female.
Don't approach me about no female, bro. Hey, man. She ain't man. She's ours. She obviously
if I know you guys, if I know you got a man, a good nigga, I want to get out of my inbox.
No, I can go for ones like that.
You do?
Yeah.
If you're still young, though, if a chick got a good nigga. Yeah, you still young.
If a chick got good nigga, I try to. It depends, though. I ain't gonna say it. But if I know this nigga ain't doing nothing, I might try to bypass. But it depends on who she is. Because that right one, right me, and she got a good nigga. I don't give a fuck about that nigga.
Oh, man,
I got to have it.
I didn't got over that, man.
I ain't.
If I know you got a butt, you know, it's too fishing to see, bro.
Yeah, it is, and I want that one.
And every fucking problem I've had in life has just got something, not directly in something about a goddamn female, bro. It's just,
I mean,
I'm not a violent person. I'm not, but every.
They're pieces of shit, bro.
Yeah. You're right about
most
that.
Most females are pieces of shit.
People be acting too tough nowadays.
Yeah.
Who just want to go out every day and just. Be tough.
Oh, I beat a nigga up today.
Yeah, man, boy.
I'm trying to go outside and get some chicken and some buns before I go back in the house. That's all I care about. Chicken and buns.
Yeah.
And I ain't and neither one of them is food. So I want the money and the buns. That's all I care about. I don't care about what no nigga got going on, what no nigga did today, how much money he getting, how many girls he for. I don't care about what no nigga got going on.
So let me ask you this, throw a little wrench in what you call it. You know, one of your partners, he's been married, yada, 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 this, that, and third. And you know he's messing around on his wife. Would you tell if the wife came to you?
No.
No.
You wouldn't tell?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I tell all my friends, blame it on me. Fuck it. You could call
me. I'm the fire guy.
Yeah.
You take the fire?
I take the fire every time.
Oh, my. That's real shit. I can't say that. I'm not gonna say
none
that.
Of my friends' girlfriends like me.
I was about to say the damn. Same thing. I was about to say nobody trusts they do with me.
Damn, pause. Man. That's a hell of a reputation to have.
Pause.
Yeah,
whoa,
crazy. Yeah. Major pause. The fuck?
Like I'm talking kind of
freaky.
Yeah.
I was just thinking
no
about
Diddy,
it.
Man.
Nah, fuck Diddy, but
another but, pause.
Nah. Yeah. I got a question. Fuck that what we were talking about. Would you go to a Diddy party?
No, I wouldn't.
Why?
Would you?
Fuck yeah.
I don't know.
Fuck yeah. You know why?
Because I can say
be
no.
A boatload of hoes in her.
Yeah.
And I'm not looking gay. At none of that gay shit y'all doing over there.
He's probably going to take you upstairs, have a one-on-one talk.
Nah, bro, I ain't with that. them niggas that did that, they wanted to do that.
Yeah, you're right.
They didn't force them. They wanted to get touched.
Allegedly.
I'm trying to touch on her.
We don't want to get flagged.
All the cute bitches that we see on Instagram and shit, they at them parties. And guess what?
You say
all them gay niggas is over, missing out on all them. And they all for me now because I'm only looking at them. I ain't trying to engage in that gay shit over.
I would go for a networking. As I'm now trying to get my podcast.
I'm going
to
go for some networking, all right?
But I'm not.
Only fans.
You see he was messing with Carl Winslow back in the... That was wild.
He wanted that.
Right. That's what Charles White said. Ain't nothing illegal.
Ain't nothing illegal.
Y'all niggas just freaks. And y'all
niggas are just freaks. Yeah. Like, I don't never want to be that rich where I get that freaky.
How do y'all feel about Charleston White?
I fuck with him.
I fuck with him, too. He
tells
real,
the
bro.
Truth. He tells the honest just, God truth. You
know, I fuck with
he
him,
got to do
bro.
What he got to do to get his name out there, to get his, to get his word out there. And it works. Because he always come with some bullshit. And then, boom.
Some real.
Real shit happened. You're like, damn. He ain't lying.
Oh, I fuck with you. When he first came out, plus niggas called him a coon, but.
Plus, ain't nobody touched him.
Nobody.
Except for that nigga in the barber shop.
Nigga smacked him in the head with the good. That's the barber shop, wasn't it?
I thought dude smacked him in the barber shop.
He got beat up on stage, too.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think it was fake.
That wasn't fake, nigga.
They was laughing about it afterward.
You see, he still got his back in. Huh? I'd be laughing too if I still got my back in.
Y'all see him and what you call it? Him and who was that? Him and Woody. They doing something together. YSL Woody.
Shit's getting too comical now. Like
it is, ain't it? I guess if you just be
a rat. If you just be a rat, you can get respected and be on TV on all the 20 versus ones and all the interviews. Yeah, that's crazy.
I got something to tell you. I'm just what you call it.
You ready to do a 20 versus one?
Huh?
You ready to do a 20 versus one?
No. Somebody asked me to do a 20 versus one. I'm like, I'm cool.
I was ready to tell your host to let me be on there.
Really? You want to do it?
Bitch, bad. Yeah.
To the left. You want to do a 20 versus one? I'll be the little host. And you can be a, we can do a little big and lazy.
Yeah, but nephew, she good.
Yeah, I will. You want, matter of fact, baby, go over.
Man, we got to do a 20 versus one, man. Will's going to be the one. So what we gonna get? What's the ages?
Grown?
Nah, I'm just saying though. Grown could be 18. What's the ages, cuz?
You gotta think. I just sat there and said I'm gonna be passing them off to my nephew.
Yeah.
Not 18 year old.
No, but I'm saying he say.
I'll say about 20. About 24.
25 and up? 24, 23 and up?
Yeah, 23.
23 and up.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't bring no motherfucking cougars on there.
I'll bring them.
Don't bring
no cougars. You know what a cougar is to me?
What's a cougar?
I'm 39.
Yeah, cougar's about 54.
Cougar's damn near 60.
I ain't no damn cougar. That's a fucking grand. What cougar's about like?
To who?
To me, I'm 34. So a cougar's in maybe late 40s. I say about between 46 and about 54. I wouldn't go 60.
You literally, you're 5 years younger than me.
Yeah.
So if I add 5 years to what you just said, it's damn near 60.
You don't want no cougars? No. You wouldn't?
No. I don't want to fuck.
I always say that. Before I go 10 years older, I'm going 10 years younger.
I want one.
I got called a pedophile for saying I'll go 10 years younger.
Damn. I don't know. Bitches.
The fuck is that?
And the same females would be like, I want a grandpa. I want unky now. Okay.
I think I've reached unk status.
Yeah, we definitely unk status.
I don't know if you are. I am.
So what's the unqualification?
I don't know. I don't know the unqualified. I just know I get called unk. I'm like the new unk to the city. I took over my unk, Milton.
Mm-hmm.
Milton, see, I don't know if you know Milton. His name's Neighborhood Unk. Milton is the unk for my age group.
Was he in the Dirt Ball?
Yeah. OG light skinned cat.
He's like
the unk for my generation.
Uh-huh.
So all the young cats, they look at me as the unk. Uh-huh. I ain't gonna say all of them, but for the most part, they look at me as the unk to them.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a role to take on.
Speaking of Dirt Ball,
I had zero points.
No. What question you ready to ask
me? About the unks and, the older.
No, I'm talking about the Dirt Ball. The 40 and over again.
Yeah, the unks in the Dirt Bowl. Describe how was it playing?
You don't, bitch. Tell what happened.
What? I lost. I mean, I didn't fuck. I didn't.
Bro, score. My nigga had 0 points.
I had like 2 or 3 assists.
0 for 5.
4. 0 for 4. Don't put no extra miss shot on me.
Don't put no extra. How many rebounds you get?
None.
Damn.
Absolutely none.
Any like Bruce Sweeney score on him?
I tried to take his fucking head off. Pause.
Why you trying to take? We try to clothesline him with something.
Nah, because I used to be able to jump a little bit back in the day.
Yeah.
So I tried to time it like I would have back in the day.
Yeah.
And he did an up and under instead of going straight up like a real man would do.
Uh huh.
A real man would go straight up and lay it up, but he tried to do an up and under. If he'd have went straight up, I'd have threw that shit off the backboard.
Yeah.
But he went up and under, and I hit his head, and he laid the ball up off.
Did it go in?
Unfortunately.
Damn. And one. So who's the leading scorer? Like, who was the?
I don't know because every old nigga shot 63s but me.
Nah, for real.
Really?
They shot
my team literally shot 5 layups the whole game.
Uh-huh.
BJ had 25 threes.
Milton had about 6.
No, I'm talking about my team alone. BJ had 25 threes. Tillman had about 25 threes. Mike Romaine shot every time he touched the ball damn near. And and I don't care. He can watch this. Mike Romaine let Milton score 4 threes in a row.
In a row.
You're a coach, nigga. Why are you going for pump fakes? From a fucking 60-year-old man. Where is he going? Teach, what do you teach as a coach? Red, what do you teach as a coach? Stay on your feet.
Yeah.
Who's your top 10 in the dirt bowl?
In the dirt bowl or just period? I don't know. Because I don't really, you know.
Top 10 in the city.
I don't think of dirt bowl. I only watched like 14.
All right, top 5 in dirt bowl.
I would go Montre. I'm going to go Kilo for Park Hill. I'm going the big boy. He played at VCU. That's my, it's Douglas.
Oh, he talking about Corey Big Douglas. Corey.
Yeah, Corey Douglas. Yep. He's a big guy. who else would I go?
What's that, three?
That's three.
Damn.
Yeah, it's hard. I don't know. I'll fuck with your boy. I'll put Polo over there, too. Polo.
Oh, no, you tripping, nigga. I'm tripping.
Yeah, I'm tripping.
You gonna put your Polo over me, or Reggie? It's crazy.
I was gonna round it out with you.
Who's
you
your fag?
Who mine?
Yeah,
I got me, Reggie. Well, no, I ain't gonna put me. I got Reggie. I got
Reggie. Who? Breed.
Yeah, nigga.
You putting me in your top five?
Reggie.
Bro, I don't care about it. No, don't come. Don't come over
Reggie,
here.
Come here real quick.
He ain't gotta come over here. Everybody know who Reggie is.
Come say hi to the camera, man. I'm gonna throw you deuces.
I want him talking shit real quick.
Here we go with this bullshit.
Welcome to the set, man.
What, you gonna hit me?
No. Damn, what would you go hit him for, man?
My sister coach.
So if I was like my top five on the dirt bowl, not me.
Nah, you can't.
You can throw yourself in there.
Put yourself in there.
If you feel not in there, I'm gonna go.
Kind of talk towards the mic, like the top of the mic. There you
That's
go.
Jermaine Jackson.
Gotta put Jermaine in there.
Definitely Jermaine Jackson. I'm going real from the East.
I forgot about real.
Yeah.
I'm gonna always put Troy in there.
Yeah.
From up East. He's always gonna be my top five.
Mm-hmm.
Watch how fast I go.
I got Chucky, Montre, Kilo.
I ain't gonna lie.
Kilo's a dog.
I might go Coffee.
I don't see how they lost it. Did y'all watch the game? How did they?
And Jermaine. That's my fact. Because I got to put Coffee. I ain't gonna say I got to, but.
He's a stud.
For the team that they was on, Coffee did. Coffee's all right out there.
Definitely.
How do you blow a 10-point lead in a championship game?
When you're not a championship caliber team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like my family from the East.
Uh-huh.
We used to
and
win.
And Newberg. Don't forget us. You can't leave us out of this.
We did beat y'all too.
Don't leave us out of this. Do not leave us out
of
this.
You talking about the last dirt bowl?
We talking about the champions.
It's like the Lakers and Celtics.
Okay, we can say the East End and Newburgh and the Lakers, but if you want to add y'all in there, we will add.
It's not
y'all
no adding. We already stamped in there.
Who else won besides the East End Newburgh?
The past 5 years. Business is usually one.
The business is usual.
Hey, I thought
they lost Newburgh.
They ain't win like 2018. But then that one team was East End and Newburgh together, basically.
Splash Bros.
Uh-huh.
But when you're not a. I'm not going to say they don't have championship caliber players on Park Hill's team, but when you're not a caliber program, see, Newburgh is ran like a caliber program.
Yeah.
East End is a caliber program.
Right.
From top to bottom, it's 3-4 coaches on both sides. Each one know what the, you know, over on Park Hill, don't knock the Park Hill either, but they got one coach. And that's it. They don't have 3 or 4 good backgrounds of basketball telling you what to do.
Right.
East End got
Snidey,
Levon. They got people that play ball that can, if like, prime example, we just won a Newburgh Classic. I'm going to go to this. Mm-hmm. I wasn't there. I was at work. Two of the games. My assistant.
Yeah.
Eric Spoelstra.
My assistant has championship quality caliber mindset.
Experience.
So he can run the team while I'm away. When I come in, I'm still looking at him, hey Reggie, because he knows this is my, you know, it's my first time doing this shit.
So what would you say? I'm gonna ask you, since you a player, coach, and coach, what would you say is more important? Like, because I say if you ain't got the talent, coaching don't matter. But he just pointed to like
true, but I feel like you gotta get a group of guys that know how to play together and ain't worrying about being selfish. Everybody gotta understand their role, because me knowing what Chucky likes to do, me knowing what such and such likes to do, it ain't gonna work if now we trying to filter somebody else in who don't know their role, just wanna come in and shoot all the shots. It ain't gonna work.
Right.
So I just feel like everybody gotta know their role and gotta have that same mindset of I wanna win for the team, not just I wanna go out here and get 25-30 points.
Plus another thing, not to cut you off, but not like I said, they don't knock the park here. Is that the same team from last year?
No.
It wasn't the same team last year?
They were loaded this year.
So you got 5 or 6 new people trying to accommodate to a new way of playing stuff. Yeah. The East team been playing together for 10-15 years.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
They might have really one or two people, but them one or two people could know how to fit. Newberg,
I asked Nani
the same team.
He said they won like 5 out of... He was going for a
spit.
5 out
of the last 9.
That's crazy.
They won about 5 out of the last 9.
That is anyway. Wow. That is...
Because the East team, you know...
Yeah.
Who got the other ones?
We're not worrying about that.
Hold on. Who got the other ones, though? So, 5, okay.
He got them on his shirt. He got one.
So, is that 2 different years right there?
Yeah back to back.
Okay. Back to back.
Yeah, back to back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Y'all got one with Eric Mosley, too. He was playing. Didn't y'all get one with him?
Yeah. Okay. Hell no.
Yeah, we did.
When? When the fuck did Eric play in the Dirt Bowls?
16,
16. I don't remember that. Like I don't ever remember Emo going crazy in the Dirt Bowl.
Yeah.
I remember.
We ain't got to lie to you.
I think
we got the photo in the Newberg Community Center.
I'm not.
You know, all of our stuff is
I'm not going out there.
Branded.
That's out of town to me.
Yeah.
I don't even remember
Laker
that.
Jersey.
I don't remember that. Dead serious.
I'll extend it to you.
Please do.
So who, I'm going to ask you, who's the best person you ever played with? If not in Dirt Bowl, just period, or Dirt Bowl, it don't matter. Like, who's the best?
I hope you don't say that nigga over.
What's wrong with you? Why you hate that down first, man?
Because you went to college.
Oh, yeah.
K-State, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yep.
So you,
the best person I ever played with is Jazzmon Ferguson.
Jazz Ferguson?
Yep, he went to Moore with me.
I can go with that.
We played at IU Southeast together.
I can go with that.
He's overseas right now. Just helped coach the TBT team with Kentucky. So.
Ah, okay. Jazz he was a stud. Yeah.
Chuck, who's the best player you ever played with?
I already asked Chucky that.
When?
Last episode. Right, when he was on there. David? Probably, you said David.
David.
Why couldn't we get one of them one-on-ones, man? The city got swept? What was it? Some bad calls? Or?
Nah, we just... I ain't gonna lie. Them niggas was good.
Where were they from? So it was Louisville versus where?
They was from Florida and Baltimore and New Orleans. They was from Maryland.
Okay.
But it was just
did Chris
like,
Jones play? I see he
was
on the flight.
He ain't come. He ain't come. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. I can't say he was scared because I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
What's your opinion, though?
On what
he feel like he was scared? Do you?
No, I would hope not. Not all the shit he was talking.
You got on Papa Squat, my guy.
Because he was talking a lot of shit on live and shit. So you can't be scared doing all that.
For sure.
So I hope he wasn't scared. I don't think he was scared, but I mean, ain't nothing but a little one-on-one. Ain't no reason to be scared.
You didn't get out there, Chuck? You didn't get
I was supposed to play for real, real.
Uh-huh.
The dude that was playing Shamar didn't show up, so they just played each other.
Ah, okay.
Did you watch him?
Watched a little bit of it. I didn't watch too much.
Who you feel like gave the best? Of course, everybody going to say David, but besides David, who you feel like had the best game?
That's the only one I watched, keep it 100. That's the only one I get.
Quiz.
I couldn't make it.
Quiz. His game was the only game that was close next to David. I think, what did he lose, 15-10?
Something like that.
So I'm going to ask y'all this. Y'all hoopers, what's with the 3 dribble? Back in the day, they was one-on-one. You just, you know, what's with the 3 dribble?
Show what you got in your
I was going to say, show your bag.
Mm-hmm.
Even me as a non-hooper know that.
Who won't play nigga one-on-one? They just keep dribbling and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and shit. But me, like back in my day, I was busting ass.
You was a hooper back in the day?
Yeah, I was busting ass. Pause. I don't care nothing about niggas throwing their head back.
You see his look this nigga just gave.
Reggie don't know. Reggie just met me like 2-3 weeks ago.
I did my homework though.
You did.
Everybody I start kicking him, but I do my homework on.
And what they say?
Will was there.
Will was what?
You was there.
I was always there.
You wasn't a guy, but you was there.
I was like
eighth, ninth man.
Never. Let me think of something. I wasn't even the eighth, ninth pick in the 40 and over draft. The fuck? I was six.
Six overall?
It was six rounds.
You went six rounds?
Each person got one pick.
Okay.
The coach was his
sixth
uncle.
Sixth pick for this person.
The coach was his uncle.
That's okay.
The coach was not my uncle. The coach.
That first nigga off the bench is very important, though.
And I was the first nigga off the bench. Then I was not important, but still, I was the first nigga off the bench. But back in the day, I never played for school or nothing. Did you just fart? I never played for school. But I was at all the parks and shit hooping.
Mm-hmm.
I was never really like amazingly good, but I held my own.
No, I understand.
I could jump a little bit. I could shoot. I grew up watching N1 tapes, so I knew how to dribble a little bit. But you know,
N1 tapes used to be lit.
These niggas wouldn't even made the team when I was in high school. I'm gonna keep it real. These niggas wouldn't even made the team.
What high school did you go to?
I'm not talking about my school. I went fucking with nobody in my school.
Where did you graduate?
I graduated in 03. They went fucking with nobody.
Okay, you got the Rondo.
School. Yeah, they.
You played with Rick Bonifort?
Yeah, I know Rick.
Played at IUS with him.
Yeah, I know.
Bunch of ass.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean.
So how wouldn't he make the
team? Because he was not six. It was about, you know, filling a role on the team. Ricky was what, 6'5", 6'6"? Reggie 5'10" in high school.
I'm 6'2".
I said in high school. You went 6'2" in high school.
I was 6 foot.
What guard was he gonna take place at Eastern?
Whoever that backup guard Tawando was.
You wouldn't take Keith's spot.
I'll drag Keith. And I don't even know him.
You was not taking Keith Nash's spot.
I'll drag him.
You wasn't taking Lee Morris's spot.
That's why he's the greatest producer.
But doing a great job too, man.
If you're looking to get a podcast going, Confirm Studios.
Oh yeah, we got guys.
That's coming.
If you subscribe to our YouTube, subscribe to our Facebook, subscribe to our TikTok, Apple Podcast. We on everything. We not just on Facebook. Instagram, TikTok. We ain't on Snapchat. Anything got a Snapchat? Y'all got Snapchat?
Yeah.
Extra freaky ass nigga got a Snapchat.
I got Snapchat.
I got
Snapchat. I'm testing my snap right now.
What the fuck y'all niggas doing on Snapchat?
Taking them pictures?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Niggas extra freaky. I don't trust a motherfucker that got Snapchat.
I want nudes
over
every
like 20,
day.
Huh?
I want nudes every day.
Bro, they got vantage mode on Instagram, bro. It's just like Snapchat.
No. Listen, hear me out.
Vantage mode is cool, but when you get the lottery scratch offs through the text message.
Oh, yeah. God, that's the best feeling in the world.
How do you do that? I try to.
You got an iPhone?
Yeah, I got an iPhone.
We'll talk after that.
Okay.
Yeah, after. When you get the lottery scratch offs.
Yeah.
When you wake up, one of the best feelings in the world. You've been tired. You've been asleep. You wake up at whatever time you go work.
Yeah.
And you check your phone. And you see that little screen just dancing, and you know what it is, and you scratch it off, and yeah, you see a good old set of
whatever.
Oh my God!
So I'm gonna ask y'all this: if y'all ever got some nudes, like damn, did you want to send back? Like damn, I could have.
I've never got a bad nude.
You never got a bad nude?
I don't mess with bitches that get bad bodies, so I've never had.
I got a horrible nude before.
You said you sent the horrible nude.
What?
Is that what you said? So you ain't never sent the nude?
I ain't never sent the nude.
You're a fucking liar. Nigga.
You ain't never sent the nude.
I ain't never sent the nude.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I might send it through draws or something. I ain't sent no nude.
Get the fuck out of here. But I don't know.
Put you on a video or a picture, baby.
Sound off. This thing's a freak,
man.
He's freaky.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna bust him out. He's freaky. This nigga is 30 and don't even eat pussy.
30?
You never eat pussy?
My girl. I'm not just out here like
this.
Hey,
nigga
just
ain't had no relationship in 10
shit
years.
I pay for?
I'm not eating nothing.
If you eat
for
something, you pay for it.
Yeah.
Right,
you ain't never let a girl just sit on your face.
So how do y'all feel about OnlyFans? Y'all subscribe to OnlyFans too?
Man, I just bought one the other day and I was highly disappointed. The only battle was it'd be like $5. Yeah. They have, they be having that little set.
This is one local chick.
You bitches ain't worth that.
I gave her my $6.99 every month. She stopped doing it for a while.
I'm only doing it once.
I wrote for about 6 months.
What are you talking about?
Huh?
What are you
I tell you off camera, but she stopped doing it. I called her like, "Hey, what's going on?" Huh?
wait a minute.
She was showing that on there. I'm like, "What the fuck?"
You got pressed out because she stopped.
Yeah, she stopped. Like, damn, what happened? I thought it was my shit. Like, hey,
you called the bitch.
Called on Facebook. I'm like, "Hey, what's going on, man?" I just got a whoop. I got a boyfriend. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, that was she was acting a goddamn donkey on there. It wasn't no goofy shit. It was. I'm like, damn, you a real smut.
You got your own OnlyFans?
Luke Thighwalker.
You are a freak.
Y'all wanna subscribe?
You are a freak,
bro. You got OnlyFans? Yeah. That's what's up, man. Subscribe to his OnlyFans.
I'm gonna keep real. Back, hold on. Looking at you, you do look like a white porn star from back in the day.
Chill.
I'm not chilling. He got a lot of pause where
you
moments
do look
on his
like dude. I can't think of his name. Because I used to know all the porn stars. Man, don't touch my hand, bro. I slapshot you. I slapshot
you.
My fingers
in. You see Luke Thighwalker.
Luke Thighwalker?
Luke Thighwalker.
That's a hell of a name.
Luke Thighwalker?
Yeah, thigh.
Wait a minute.
I'm on that thigh. Walking my way to...
But I didn't know that.
All right, so could y'all date a chick that had an OnlyFans?
No. It depends.
Nope.
It depends. Am I on it?
Making content together.
Am I on it? That's what I'm saying. It depends.
Yeah. Nah, she's on her on a solo shit. She ain't fucking with
what is she showing?
She's just doing a little solo, you know.
Because a lot of chicks be showing feet.
Yeah.
Some people got OnlyFans where they don't show nothing but the same picture that's on their Instagram.
Oh, God.
So it depends on what's on there. Now, if you on there getting loose,
yeah,
showing the shit that I should be getting into scratch off messages, nah, I can't do that. It's like fucking a stripper. I'm going to start fucking with a stripper.
Could y'all fuck with a stripper?
Nope. Nope.
I couldn't?
Nope.
Why not?
From the cows, I go to strip clubs.
That's everybody's entertainment.
That's everybody's
entertainment. It is, ain't it?
Nigga, I think about it. A yeah. nigga just made your girl bust over for a dollar.
Bill.
$1 beat to a dollar at that whore.
And smack the ass.
And she's getting
and
some money. I can do it.
And smack the ass.
She's probably naked. And on she's top of him in the.
Yeah.
You never know what's going on in the VIP.
He just sucked
her
titty.
I didn't date it once for briefly, but she'd be in the strip club all night and didn't have a ride home. Like,
freak
she
ass nigga.
Can I hold $25? What the fuck you been doing all night?
Right.
She didn't have a lift to get home, so I think she was in there getting high, but. Yeah, I ended that shit real quick.
I ain't gonna lie, I be shooting the strippers though, because I be feeling like they're easy. They might. I'm just keeping it real. They be feeling like they're easy.
In the club, in the strip club, or on the socials.
I write them on their socials. You ain't making no money. You might as well come over here and get this little hundred. You ain't made that in a week. Ain't no niggas in the strip club throwing money like that. Let's be real about it. Because if they was, y'all wouldn't be begging niggas to come see me. Like they do on their page. Come see me. Why? I'm watching you dance on your Instagram all day. Why am I coming to see you?
Niggas used to go to the strip club and shoot dice. Remember the Wild Horse, like 2015?
My first time going to the strip club, they were shooting dice.
I'm not a strip club in the city fan.
It wasn't no strip club atmosphere, though. Like, they just happened to be there.
I'm not a strip club in the city fan because niggas really be broke.
Yeah, you
watch
right.
Everything
I ain't like that
you do.
Out of town. I don't like strip clubs out of town either.
I love strip clubs.
Why is that?
Rick Ross ruined that.
Got that in the head. We was walking through Booby Trap.
We walking through Booby Trap.
We walking through Booby Trap. Rick Ross did like
that.
I wanted to tell.
You're going
to
spice it up.
I'm still going to spice it up. Go ahead, though.
So we walking in Booby Trap. This nigga Rick Ross look at me. And I guess he wanted me to say what's up. Like, nigga, I don't really care. Because the night before, we was in the section next to him. Nigga still
fucking it up. Don't leave that out.
He's like, yeah, no, he was. And he was looking at us. So when he seen us walking there, this nigga waited till I got under him, start throwing money. That motherfucker hit me in my head.
First
I looked
off,
at him.
First off, he threw a loaf at the nigga.
He waited till I walked past, because he's standing on the stage. He waited till I walked past.
And threw a loaf at the nigga.
And it hit me in my head. And I looked at him. I was like, bitch off. Ass
Reggie.
Nigga. He was like, my fault, King. Yeah. Bless.
Reggie, nah,
nigga,
fuck it sounded you. Off.
Nigga, see, that's what I'm talking about. He's spicy.
Bro,
he's lying, bro.
Look, that nigga had Reggie. He had a stack of ones.
Light skin ass.
Bro, that nigga's lying, bro.
So I had it.
He threw it in the air. That shit hit me in my head. I'm like, bro, I looked at him. I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
Nigga,
my
everybody was money in the air.
Yeah, I was working on butter there until I seen a nigga with that big ass Yeeky behind him.
Niggas was on stage with Rick Ross with AIs and shit. You want to try to fight. See, it'd be the youth to put the old niggas in fucked up situations. Because I can't let him get his ass whooped. I gotta, we gotta go
somebody
together.
I gotta be allowed to tell a story, you know. Somebody,
I'm saying I can't do that. We got to thump together.
Yeah, we got, yeah, go.
But
go
you out. Want me to thump with a nigga that got an armed security guard.
Right.
He's retarded.
I wanted to leave after that. I ain't throwing no money at no strippers or nothing.
We pretty much did.
Yeah, we basically did. When you, nigga was mad as hell off that. Yeah.
Strippers trying to orchestrate the night and shit.
So how y'all feel about the, like, switch it up a little bit, like the culture of music. Like, how do you, what y'all listening to now? Like,
what's, Future.
Future?
Yeah.
I fuck with Future, man. It's,
what the fuck you shaking your head for, bro?
Nah, I'm just shaking my head at the question.
Oh, nigga. Fuck with Future. Dive over it, bro. Yeah. Ain't no chill on that one. Microphones would fly out and everything, bro. Don't ever disrespect Future.
I fuck with Future.
He speaks to us,
Mount
bro.
Mount Rushmore.
I fuck with the same people.
Future's our Beyonce. What Beyonce is to them hoes.
You see a lot of Paul's-worthy stuff.
No, you got to understand what I'm saying.
You really got to. Then he get mad at me when I say
what
Paul.
I'm saying. What yeah. Beyonce is to the chicks yeah. is what Future is to us.
To you.
I'm a J. Cole fan, so I like,
he don't yeah. even like music.
I like lyricists, and I'm going to paint a picture. All that rah-rah, and that shit's played it.
That's right. He won't listen to motherfucking Rakim.
I want something I can... Me and my little passenger princess can just ride to.
Nigga, put on R. Kelly or something. She don't wear no fucking J. Cole.
You still listen to R. Kelly?
Yeah.
I do too. I
was listening to him pulling up. I listen to I Wish like a couple times a week.
I was going to say, you been pulling up listening to freaky R. Kelly music in the daytime?
Why not? Fuck, shit. Why not? If I'm by myself, I'm not with no nigga. I'm not.
I thought you were saying something stupid.
Go ahead.
No, I'm talking about him. One day I seen him in traffic. I tried to roll my window down. I rolled the back one down. He looked at me and sped up.
I'm like, oh, yeah. I said, fucking, I'm like, oh, back, shit.
Back. He looked back like, he's like, oh, shit. Yeah. I sped up. I was in the Mustang.
Back to this, you rap with your girl listening to J. Cole?
Not my girl, his girl.
Oh.
Damn.
Oh.
There it is.
Not my girl.
But I got still it.
I'm not going to rap with his girl listening to J. Cole.
Listening to J. Cole?
I'd rather listen to fucking.
Listen, yeah, I'm cool. As long as she don't turn him on to my songs, we cool.
I listen to Honcho when I rap my songs.
38 Honcho?
No. Nothing wrong with 38 Honcho.
Nah, yeah, he's tough too.
Honcho from Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
The one that fuck with Keisha Cole.
Mm-hmm.
And all the other bitches. That nigga's a player.
You fuck with Nas? Listen to Nas? He had a concert with Kalani. That was a pretty dope experience.
Yeah, listen to Nas. Listen
it was like
Nas,
the waterfront, like an open park. He came with a live work.
Black Eyed Peas, all that.
I listen to all type of music.
You said you like lyricism.
I don't do Black Eyed Peas.
The Roots.
I'm cool.
And they make good music, man. The Black Eyed Peas.
You don't like The Roots?
No.
I don't fuck with The Roots, though.
Nappy Roots? Like from the city?
That's the reason why we look like we look now.
What you mean?
Hold on now.
Is that your peoples?
Nah, but they
can go outside.
They from across the tracks, so.
Newburgh niggas.
They weren't that bad.
What I'm saying is this.
It's a Newburgh niggas.
When Nappy Roots videos came out, that's when people looked at us as country ass niggas.
Are we not?
No. Nigga, we not.
We are country.
When Nappy Roots videos came out, they showed no aspect of the city life.
They showed the city, though.
But what I'm saying is, all they showed was farmlands, horses, and shit. That's why motherfuckers don't think we wear shoes now.
Right.
Because of Nappy Roots. It was the first group that put... that's why people think we don't have buildings and shit. They think we live on farms and with cows and horses and shit. Because of them niggas.
Hey.
I don't know.
They make good music. They just fucked us up.
So I'm gonna ask y'all.
And that's why now, not to cut you off, but that's why now when G and other rappers come out, that's why now the first thing they said, man, Louisville, Kentucky ain't even cut like it. Because they remember Nappy Roots.
Mm-hmm.
Until they get down here.
Until they get down here,
right.
They go upside their goddamn head.
I was down in Atlanta one time. I told them I was from Louisville.
Yes. That's R&B.
Trash.
What's R&B?
Bryson
Tiller.
You don't like Bryson Tiller?
No.
I've never really listened to
his track.
I listened to his first one.
I've never
his
really
first album. Yeah, but no. That first album was all right.
I fuck with Jack Harlow.
I fuck with Jack.
Like, who y'all listen to now from the city? Like, who y'all?
G.
Huh. G.
Ain't nothing, G. Else, ain't nothing really to listen to
I
from
fuck
the
with
city.
G. Man.
G. Honcho. 30 Honcho.
Yeah. Listen to EST Marty.
Don Juan.
Yeah.
I like that song you played me in Miami.
90 Days.
Bands.
He's an upcoming artist. Bands when he actually dropped, he gonna go crazy.
I gotta check it out.
Vano been dropping some shit too, though.
Yeah, Vano.
Vano been dropping some shit.
I don't know. Since I've been podcasting, it's a lot of dope artists in the city. Like, I didn't.
It is.
I wasn't really tapped in like it, but it's a lot of. We didn't have some, you know, some good artists on this podcast.
This is going to be a fucked up question.
All right, go ahead. Is it a pause ready? I'm going to get my pause ready.
Because I really don't want to ask it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want nobody to think I want some bullshit.
Okay, get your pause ready, Chuck.
But do you think niggas from that don't like niggas listen to their music?
Nigga, what?
What?
Do y'all think people that like don't like people? Like, G's a really good artist.
Yeah.
The niggas that don't like G listen to his music?
They got to, because how y'all know what he's talking about?
Like, that's why I said I ain't want to say it like nigga was trying to. I'm just saying, like, do you really think people on the other sides of other people listen to the other people's music?
Definitely.
Yeah, the haters are going to listen to it first. Just to say,
you gotta listen
this shit's whack. They going
to
listen to it, you know.
Yeah, I'll just be wondering that shit. Because there be some dope artists that be on other people's other sides and stuff.
Razor was a good artist.
Razor was tough.
He was real tough. RIP, man. Yeah. That was crazy.
Unk was tough back in the day. Chin 1.
Yeah.
That's my big cousin.
Chin 1 was like the first rapper nigga that in the city that was doing mumble rap.
He was? He said he started off singing. He started off singing.
Chin 1 was one of the first niggas from the city doing mumble rap. In that singing shit.
You can't forget about Snotty, though.
Snotty's probably the coldest nigga from the city. In the city. In the city. Not from the city. In the city. Snotty probably one of the coldest niggas. Cause Snotty gonna have you sitting up there thinking about some shit when you listen to his music. Like, yeah, these niggas really didn't like me.
It gets you motivated, man. So I'm gonna ask y'all a couple questions before we get out of here. Who y'all want to see on here? But y'all gotta be able to make that call. Like, y'all should, you know, slide to the being.
I get Benz on her.
Okay, Benz.
Get him on her.
You want some? What type of people you want? Or you want some OnlyFans?
Anybody you wanna? OnlyFans, strippers, or whatever you want.
You want some strippers? I get some strippers.
Anybody, yo.
Pimps.
You say bands.
Players, hustlers.
Have you got 20 Second Uncle here yet?
Yeah, we got to get him on there. We got to get him on here. We had Marty on here, but them DMs be going crazy. I be telling people.
I got to think about it, man. I don't know. Because there's a lot of niggas be on that, I ain't getting paid, I ain't doing it. Like, it's everything about that sometimes.
Sure ain't. And we the hottest platform in the city.
DJ LeJerry on here?
We try. I'll tell you about that when we get off the camera. We try.
Shit.
He's Hollywood.
Yeah. He ain't Hollywood. No,
since we got the show right here, we should get Ray Vaughn and them from the Dirt Bowl.
Churches? Yeah. Okay. And
Milner.
Yeah.
Milner, come on here.
Mill, Olive. Mm-hmm.
Cornell. Like, they all come on here. I know they will.
Oh, okay. That's a dope. Yeah, we should have them on there.
Should get you a couple of ass, you know, since schools just started, get you some coaches on here.
Yeah, we had B.A. on here.
I did see him.
B.A. and his son.
You know who Kaden Magwood is?
Mm-mm.
High school. He's number one in his class right now.
Uh-uh. I'm say who?
I'm going to say Kaden Magwood. I can get him on here for you.
Oh, okay.
He's number one in his class.
We fuck with the youth. And it's the Big and Lazy Podcast. Give us something big, something good to eat.
That was a pause. Everything I said. Give us something big.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Give us something big, something good to eat.
Y'all niggas is bugging. That's crazy. Well, lazy, something good to watch, and something good to eat. That ain't big. Is that better, my boy?
You want a little freak.
Man, you a glizzy goblin, man. I see you on fucking glizzy goblin ass nigga. I see this nigga eating a glizzy, man.
Chucky.
Yeah, Chucky. I see him. What's somebody's story?
You was eating the glizzy.
He had a big glizzy.
You was eating the glizzy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Congrats. You got it. Expeditiously.
I gotta go too.
I was just playing though.
About to eat
glizzy.
Obviously, he
was. If he ever posted it, bro, I first looked over.
Oh, man.
Dude's crazy.
Bro, I was hungry, bro.
That'd be bison. Two.
It's bad.
Oh,
damn.
It's a two.
It's bad. Look.
Damn.
Where the camera at?
Damn, cuz Jesus. Come on, man.
The world might want to see this, Chuck.
Nah, if you ever post that, our friendship, though.
All right. They ain't gonna be able to see it.
Don't edit that out.
Bro, damn, bro.
Hey.
I told you that video was bad, bro.
That was beyond bad.
Yeah, it was. Some
damn boy.
Well, brother.
On the other side, the bread was falling off.
Yeah, but I'm ready to put you on fucking OnlyFans to try to get some chicken off you.
Man. All right, so give us something good to watch and something good to eat.
Something good to eat.
Yeah,
big juicies.
I was just about to say
juicy fruit.
I've been seeing. I've been
Troya too.
Troya too. Troya, I can't never catch Troya, her. Every time I write her, she write back 2 days later. Or something. But I'm sold out. I bet, motherfucker, you ain't got. It was 2 days later. Shit.
It's all gone.
It's been gone.
She got five plates.
But yeah, that's some good. Plus, Juicy take no requests.
Yeah, you text.
You can write her and be like, "I want such and such today." Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't that high.
So Juicy and Troya, cheap. And give us something good to watch.
I'm gonna write her real quick and see if I can give her OnlyFans out. That's something great to watch.
Is it like it?
No, I'm just like.
Oh, okay. Is it like it?
You said The Boys.
That's a good fucking show. It's
Dragon
crazy.
Ball Z is good to
I
watch.
Dragon Ball Z.
Reggie, you know about Dragon Ball Z?
Have y'all seen Prison Break?
Yeah, that shit's long as fuck.
Oh, man, I feel like
they drag it a little bit.
Yeah, that shit.
Man, bro was just telling me about some show on some cocaine hotel, Hotel Cocaine or something.
Cocaine Cowboy?
Nah, it's a show on.
Y'all watch that Love Island shit?
Nah.
Now my niece is watching it. I don't watch reality TV shows.
Girl made me watch it
with your lady.
Yeah, oh God.
Last time I watched reality show was that it was like the internet Flavor of Love shit. It's been years since I sat down to watch reality. Can't do it.
That's what's called Hotel Cocaine. They said that show's ignorant. I ain't never watched it.
What's it about?
I don't know, but looking at the name, probably cocaine.
Hey, man, shit, it's...
I don't know, though, so I can't say. But looking at the picture of it, they definitely sell a crack or something.
Ah, no, I know it's show.
Don't swipe too much, bro. Chill out now. Chill out.
The family business is good. The family business.
You said Family Guy?
The family business.
I watch Family Guy, too.
But I watch
all. Y'all remember Sasha's movie? The Sasha's.
They got a part two. I ain't watching.
They got a fucking TV show, bro. Yeah, it's a TV sick show. As shit, bro. A nigga's fucking a hot dog. He's all in the man's ass. And this is.
I don't know what this guy. Having going on.
So you like really watch that? Like
you ain't ever watched Sasha's Party?
You never watched Sasha's Party?
No.
About the grocery store.
So me and you the only niggas ever seen Sasha's Party.
Them niggas
it's
watched
a cartoon.
It.
But I ain't never seen it.
You know what it is, though, right?
A couple years ago.
I ain't never heard of it.
Man,
it's just wild, bro.
Sasha's Party was. It was very wild.
At the end of the movie, they had like
a fucking food orgy.
Or a food like gay. Like it was two. It was a pita.
You know what?
So y'all watched this whole 2 hour movie.
First of all, I was
I wasn't about to walk out. I paid my money. I wasn't about to.
I watched it on TV. I didn't have.
I didn't know it was at 6.
I still watched it.
I didn't know it was at.
They didn't know what size.
They doing some wild shit on there. It's crazy. Bro, they doing dope, shooting dope.
Bro, they be on there fucking and everything. Bro.
Yeah.
Is that the hot dog in the
booth? Yeah.
Yeah.
He cracked
it. Like saying y'all watched Two Girls One Cup growing up.
Not. I mean, never watched
it. Definitely seen it.
I've
seen
that
shit.
I've been watching Cobra Kai.
You watching what?
Cobra Kai.
How'd we go from that to that? We talking about some freaky shit right now. You talking about Cobra Kai.
Yeah, that's what we watch.
We talk about what we watch.
No, you said what you watch, nigga. I'm telling what I watch.
Where can we find y'all at? I'm going to cut y'all. Where can we find y'all?
I'll be
at work. I'm
like IG. Nah, no.
King Chucky 3 on Instagram.
King Chucky what?
3.
LKLS.Reggie.
Wasn't even supposed to be on here, bro.
So what?
You wouldn't even invite me for real. How'd you even get here?
We appreciate everybody's invited to Big and Lazy.
We're gonna jump this nigga off camera.
I'll be catching. I'm meeting with the trophy. Come with the cheer. It's a folding chair over there.
Y'all gonna do what?
We're gonna jump.
Y'all gonna do what?
Call 911?
What? Both of them niggas are going to jail. Call me what you want. Fuck. I'm going home.
It's crazy.
I'm going home. Nah, y'all find me at Westside_Will_34.
One of the funniest niggas from the city, man. He's daily funny. Motivational videos,
funny,
man.
Funny looking.
I fuck hoes.
Name him.
Why would I do that?
He won't do what?
You know.
And we gonna end it.
A couple of them.
Just like that, man.
Free my nigga's shoulders. That's how I'm gonna end it.
And we out.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you. Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.